Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Back in the days when I taught bioethics, one unit we covered was the allocation of scarce medical resources. Although we often like to think that at least as it relates to ourselves and our loved ones, our access to medical resources and their existence is unlimited, that's not the case. As a result, hard choices must be made. To bring this point home, I gave my students a thought experiment. There was one heart available for transplant, seven different people who are a match for that heart, and it was their job to determine which one of the seven people would get the heart. I was thinking about that thought experiment when I was reading about the proposed moving of 18 elephants from wildlife preserves in Swaziland in Africa to three American zoos. In the Western world, elephants carry a particular cachet. Perhaps it has something to do with Disneyfication and Babar and Dumbo. But whatever it is, I could imagine that the thought of transporting 18 elephants from Africa to three different zoos in America would appall a lot of people, including those who considered themselves champions of animal rights. But as was always the case in bioethics, we have to look at the big picture. Swaziland is an interesting country in that it's very small. It's about the size of New Jersey. That area, like many areas of Africa, is experiencing a severe drought. At the same time, the country has a very advanced conservation policy. They want to develop a balanced ecosystem that includes all of the species that used to be in that area. To put it bluntly, the African elephants are ruining it. Because of the drought conditions, and because there are so many of them, they're turning the wildlife areas of Swaziland into wastelands. They are plowing down and destroying 900-year-old trees. They are destroying vegetation that cannot regenerate fast enough to meet the elephants' needs, let alone the needs of many other species. As a result, other species have died. At the same time, Swaziland is a perfect place for the more endangered black and white rhinos to live. The black and white rhinos can live in harmony in the same environment because they don't forage the same way. One is a grazer, the other is a browser. That will give the land time to recover. Now you might say to yourself, why don't they just move the elephants to some other part of Africa? This points out another unique feature about Swaziland. They have an excellent, highly efficient anti-poaching unit. That is not true for the rest of Africa. To send these elephants somewhere else to run free, as we often like to imagine it, is to send them into the hands of poachers. And poaching is extremely big business. It isn't greed so much that's fueling the poaching and the ivory trade, it's war and poverty. But it's a hard choice. There's no doubt about it. We live in a world where resources are limited. And when resources are limited, we need to make hard choices. And only by replacing any emotion-based belief with knowledge can we ensure that relative to the animal kingdom and the planet as a whole, that the choices we make are wise ones.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.